Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the midweek update on Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And for this Wednesday, August 25th, 2010, we are broadcasting live from the Luscious Pines here at the Log Mahal in Payson, Arizona. And it is, for all of my fellow Arizona friends, about 15 degrees cooler right now and not nearly as muggy as it is down there. What a great day for Estate Planning 101. Thank you so much for joining us. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. We produce the midweek update each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and give you 30 minutes dedicated to giving you the financial tools you need to get through the work week. These are tools, tips, tricks, and information you can implement today to create financial wellness for you and your family and get on the road to financial independence for a better tomorrow. And I'm so excited about estate planning because there's so many myths and mysteries about estate planning that I thought we should probably talk about. Now, everybody is concerned with, do I need a plan? Do I not need a plan? How much of a plan? What is a plan? And I get the question all the time about estate planning. And because the term estate is in there, most people assume that you have to have a considerable amount of wealth in order to have an estate plan, and that's simply not the case. Essentially, in layman's terms, an estate plan is what you put together so when you die, the things you want to have happen will happen. Bottom line. So how do we go about creating an estate plan? What do we need to be a part of that estate plan? And do we really need one? Well, if you have assets, and I'm not talking tons of assets, if you have anything that's worthwhile, houses, cars, buildings, gold, jewelry, anything of value, and it doesn't have to be an incredible value. Again, estate planning is for everyone, not just for the wealthy. If you have something of value that you want to make sure someone else gets when you die, you need an estate plan. If you have siblings or children or parents or a spouse that you're financially responsible for, you need an estate plan. If you have offspring and have assets and have debt against those assets that you intend to pass along, you need an estate plan. If you want your desires to carry out, you must put one of these together. And if you have debt on assets, like mortgages, car payments, and you have people you are financially responsible for, a spouse, children, indigent parents, siblings that may have come to you through your parents' lack of estate planning, if you're financially responsible for people, you can't screw around. Because this isn't about getting old and dying and wanting things to go a certain way. Because one of the things that we know about life is that life happens. And at any moment, you may cease to exist. And it has nothing to do with you. And it's a crappy, scary, yucky, uncomfortable topic to discuss. To even think about as an individual that you have to worry about your own mortality. That you have to talk about this with a spouse. Especially if you're the spouse that doesn't work, that doesn't have wealth or their own estate plan, and are dependent upon the income-producing spouse. Because now, oh, well, what do you want to know that for? Are you being greedy? Then all those other issues surrounding money that never got talked about during the courtship or the marriage process now have to come out. And it's uncomfortable. And it's awkward. And nobody wants to think that they're going to die soon. Everybody wants to feel like they'll live forever. But the reality is, you could be walking down the street, you just have the winning lottery ticket in your pocket, you go to the corner hot dog stand guy, you get a chili dog, you start eating it, and you go to cross the street and you step off the curb and a Mack truck snuffs you out. It happens. So this is why we need an estate plan. So that's why today is Estate Planning 101. So hopefully today I've scared you enough, I freaked you out enough that you need to know what you need to know. It makes me think of that movie from the 80s, Oh Heavenly Dog, with Chevy Chase and Benji, when he was killed, but he doesn't really get to go to heaven. He, like, takes on, his soul gets into this dog, and he has to solve the crime in order to release his something. I don't know. But, you know, all this stuff goes on. You know, life goes on without you. And that's a crappy thought, too. Life is going to go on without you. It can go on in the fashion you would like to see it go on or not. So, thinking about estate planning, there are all sorts of things that go into an estate plan. The first thing we think of is a will. Pointing, picking and choosing, showing where the assets go. The next thing that goes into an estate plan is what happens if you become incapacitated mentally. So you're still around, but you can't articulate yourself. Maybe you've had a stroke and you can't speak. Maybe you've been in an accident and you're alive, but maybe somebody else has to make decisions for you. Maybe you're of diminished capacity. Maybe you're in a wheelchair or you're a quad where you have no use of your limbs. You might not be able to communicate. Something happens and you're unable to express and articulate yourself by the legal definition. You will need to have a power of attorney where you designate another person to be able to act in your stead and make decisions and execute things for you legally. So that's another consideration. You also need a medical power of attorney, a healthcare proxy, if you will. So if you are in a serious accident and you're in a coma or you're unconscious and they can't ask you questions and get information and have you make decisions like a do not resuscitate clause, that's important, a medical power of attorney. You want to make sure that you have that on file where another human being is, or you have publicly filed your desires. So you go to an attorney and they prepare a document and then they put on public records that you have filed or expressed your concern, and then this thing kind of goes on your Medical Information Bureau, which is like the medical version of your credit report. It says everything that's happened to you and all kinds of stuff. What surgeries you've had, what you're allergic to, blood type, blah, blah, blah. Anything that has to do with your health that you have seen a doctor for or been treated for in a facility will be on this. And this medical power of attorney can be put on that as well. So if you don't want someone to resuscitate you, like if you're going to be brain dead and you don't want to sit there as a vegetable and, you know, they know that your body is still living, it still has electrical impulse, but you're not there and it's not a coma and you don't want to live that way. I mean, if you're brain dead, people aren't communicating with you anyway. You can have that filed and you can choose, as opposed to loved ones who will resuscitate and work on you at all costs because they can't bear the thought of letting you go and they would rather have you around suffering for their own selfish interest versus letting you do what you want to do. So if there's anything that's super important, that do not resuscitate or resuscitate at all costs, whatever you want. If you want them to try everything, the latest technology, the experimental stuff, then so be it. But if you don't want to linger around, this is something that's super, super important. And you need to make that decision, and then you need to let those that you care about and love know what your decision is so they're not surprised at that time. So they don't try to resist or fight your wishes, because that can happen. And I have seen it happen when I used to sell life insurance, and I watched people make really unintelligent, uninformed decisions based solely on emotion and their own needs, not what was in the best interest of the person who was injured. So that's something that you need to make as a consideration. Now, life insurance is part of that estate plan, because that pays somebody tax-free, those proceeds. So if you have a sizable estate where there could be significant taxes on your estate, death and taxes will get you. Boy, old George Steinbrenner pulled a fast one on the federal government, dying when they didn't have anything in place. But I'm sure they're going to figure out a way to go back and recapture all of his estate taxes that they haven't figured out how to get yet, since that rule expired. But for you, if you have financial obligations, like mortgages and things, against property that you have a wife and children that you're taking care of and you're the breadwinner, you may want to have life insurance, pay off that mortgage and pay the estate taxes so all your assets still remain to them. Poor Joe Robbie had to, the kids had to sell Joe Robbie Stadium in Miami because they couldn't afford to pay the estate taxes on it because there wasn't a careful, thought-out plan on how to pass that property. Additionally, depending on whether or not you're a business owner and an entrepreneur, depending on the size of the cash and monetary assets that you want to pass along, or as a preventative measure against lawsuits and liabilities if you are a business owner, you may want to have your assets placed in trusts. Because trusts never die. There's usually no tax consequences if a trust owns a particular item. Now, I am not an estate planning nor a tax attorney or CPA, although I play one on TV and the radio sometimes. So the whole point of this is to know what you need to know, just like we do in our knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful key, is to start thinking in these terms. Now, we're going to take a real short break right now. And after the break, we're going to come back and give you some specific tips that you need to know when it comes to estate planning so you don't go down the wrong path. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back with more after this.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from Peak Performance Seminars and the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Heather Wagonhall here from the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. And for those of you who choose financial coaching to help you achieve financial wellness and future financial independence, we have a special offer for you. For those that call today, the next 20 folks that sign up for financial coaching will receive a special package. In addition to their coaching, they will receive both Season 1 and Season 2 of our Best of CDs. These are the interviews from today's top personal finance and investment experts to help you accomplish your chosen path, and a copy of my book, Yes, You Can. Call now, 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Be sure to ensure your financial wellness today by calling 1-866-966-9420 or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K-Free Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update from Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your money mentor, your purveyor of prosperity, your hostess with the financial mostest. And today is Estate Planning 101. What do you need to know about estate planning to begin the process of putting one together for yourself? Well, now that you know about what different elements go into an estate plan, the next thing you need to know is to start taking an inventory of your assets. And this is every single thing, every nickel you have stashed in every account, everywhere, every piece of real estate, every business ownership. You should have all of this stuff organized anyway in a filing system. And each time you accumulate a new asset, you need to create a new file for the storage of the legal documents that say you're the owner of whatever it is, car, house, boat, whatever. And then once you start this great little filing system, then it's super easy to take an inventory of your assets. But if you haven't done that so far, never fear. The time is near. You can take and do this right now. All you need to do is grab a piece of paper, and I think this week we're going to be launching some of our other estate planning tools on our website. So we'll have an asset document that you can go through and list all of your assets, what you paid for them, what you estimate their current value is, especially if you just didn't buy them recently, and also where you have it stored or located. If you have savings deposit boxes where you keep a lot of your jewelry that's heirloom stuff that maybe your parents passed along, or you have, you know, an exotic coin collection that maybe your great-grandfather passed along to you from the old country, you need to know where you have that stowed. So many people, you know, and I was famous for this as a kid, I would hide things in different areas of my bedroom so nobody would find it. And the problem is I wouldn't find it either. I'd forget where I stored it. And then when I'd go to move my furniture around or rearrange or something, then I'd be like, oh, wow, look what I just found. And it was just the funniest thing. So that's the key column, is where do you store it? And, again, you want to put this document locked up in a file cabinet so somebody doesn't go hunting up your stuff. But, you know, if you have it in a home safe or you have it in the file cabinet that this document is in, that's great. It doesn't matter. You can create and use this as a spreadsheet and have it reside in a computer file, in an external hard drive with all of your other important documents in case of a fire or a flood. You always want to have a copy of all of your just a list of all of your assets, because when you're under emotional duress, when your home has just been destroyed, it's going to be hard to remember every single thing that you had. So if you have this list aggregated on a computer disk stored safely somewhere outside of your property, it will help you also in the recovery process and the insurance claims process. In addition to having this document with your running list of your assets, scan all of your titles and any paperwork that you have proving ownership to vehicles, like anything, boats, cars, houses, ATVs, and scan any of your real estate title work that you might have, or proof of ownership of any asset that's transferred to you, like guns or gold when you deal with individuals. Scan your bill of sale. Make sure that you have photographs of all these assets, too. Because in the event of a fire, flood, or natural disaster, being able to prove that you had them and what they looked like, maybe you using them, so it's not like you just went to the showroom floor and took a photograph of the latest, coolest ATV and said, oh, yeah, I got stolen. And then, so this inventory list will be helpful, because once you identify where all your investments are, all of your little assets, all your insurance policies, you know, any documents, any business ownerships, or any of that stuff, you want to have it all in one area, because not only will it help you in the event of a natural disaster, but in the estate planning process, you have a snapshot of everything. And so as you go to prepare your will, it's all there. Now, some questions that you need to start thinking about is, who do you want these assets to go to? Or whom? Whom do you want to inherit your stuff? Then you also want to ask yourself, if I am incapacitated, whom do I want handling my money and my financial affairs? That's an all-important one, because if you don't trust your spouse or better half, or don't have one, or are sketchy about your siblings or your parents not doing something in your best interest, you need to find somebody that you can trust that has a financial interest in managing it, meaning you pay them so they'll do the right thing, so they won't lock you in a closet if you're incapacitated and have somebody come in once a day and wheel you out into the sun and feed you so you just stay alive enough for them to frivol your money away. And then the next decision, or the next question you should ask is one that we talked about before the break. Whom do you want making medical decisions for you if you are unable to make them for yourself? If you're in a coma or you're brain dead, these are all things that you need to start asking yourself. And the answers to these questions will determine what you do in creating your estate plan. So you'll want to get the will. The will be the foundation because it will tell the world exactly where you want your stuff to go when you die. It's also the best place for you to name guardians for your children. So as you're thinking about whom do you want to take care of in the event that you and your spouse demise in the same accident and your children survive you and their minor children, you need to have a conversation with the person that you want. You don't just want to thrust your kids upon someone because you want it to be a harmonious and quality transition for them. So they still end up to be the quality human beings they would have been had you been there to raise them directly. So you need to have conversations with someone. And again, these are always uncomfortable because if you approach a sibling, they'll be like, oh, you're not going to die, you're going to live forever. And then a drunk driver hits you the next week. And you never got it taken care of. So that's why these questions are so vitally important. And then once you figure all of this stuff out, you can decide, do I have enough assets? Do I need to use trusts to help mitigate estate taxes? How do I transfer these assets in the best fashion that would financially benefit the recipient? And that's where your estate planning tax attorney comes in, because he will help you shelter that. You know, trusts are incredible legal mechanisms. They reduce estate and gift taxes. It allows you to distribute assets. And you don't want to go through probate by dying intestate. That's what it's called when you die without a will. And if they're already in trusts, they already technically have them. So you don't have an expensive court costs. You don't have a whole lot of legal proceedings. The assets just kind of pass. It's super cool. Now, you'll want to interview several estate planning tax attorneys before you start coughing up your personal information and before you start laying everything out. Interview them. Make sure that your conversations with them, you feel comfortable, you feel like they'll be around, they're young enough to survive you potentially, and that they are articulate enough, that they're not new to the estate planning game, that they're not fresh out of law school, that they've got several estate plans under their belt, and that they'll be able to articulate your best interests. Because if you don't feel comfortable with them, or if they start telling you what you should do and who you should give your stuff to, that's not the right person for you. You want to follow through and interview several of them before you ever start giving your information over, and then pick one that you can afford, that you feel comfortable with, and that you feel like will best support your desires, hopes, dreams, and goals. You would like to see happen whether or not you're there. Well, I can't believe we're at the end of our half hour. Thank you so much for joining us. We have an incredible show Saturday for you. We have Coco Brown, our financial coaching protege from the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation, will be joining us. And she is going to continue along her journey. We are headed for an incredible weekend. And if you didn't download yesterday's episode, it was part 2 of our 2-part series on being more persuasive. start your day the millionaire way by listening to Millionaire Nuts and Bolts on Tuesdays. Thank you so much for joining us on our Wednesday broadcast, and we will see you on Saturday. Finally, financial freedom can be yours.